Practices for week 3. Mindful movement meditation. And this is simply a meditation that involves anchoring our awareness into the moving body. And in this practice, we're going to do 4 particular types of stretches. These involve quite precise movements. So listen to the guidance and follow along, just only going to the edges of your stretch before you decide whether to extend that stretch or whether you think this is quite enough. You should aim to do this practice in week 3, 6 out of the 7 days. And it may feel a little bit clunky and uncomfortable to start with, but put some time aside to move in this slow way. See if you can explore these sensations. But it's important to be gentle with yourself as you do so. Look after yourself during these stretches and call upon the wisdom of your own body to know how far to take the stretches, so just taking care, and in particular, how long to hold the stretch for. So always checking in with yourself, and if you do have chronic back problems or something like that, then do check in with your GP before you commence any of these practices. So first of all, standing with your bare feet or your socks, with your shoulders over your waist and hips, and your hips over your knees, and your knees over your ankles. So you're in alignment with your body. Standing upright but not erect or solid, slightly bending those knees, with the feet slightly apart. And then on an in-breath, slowly and mindfully raise your arms out to the sides, parallel to the floor. And then after breathing out, continue on the next in-breath, raising them slowly and mindfully until the hands are raised above the head. While the arms are moving, see if you can be fully alive to the sensations in the muscles as they work to lift the arms, and then maintain them in the stretch. Letting the breath move in and out freely at its own pace, continue to stretch upward, fingertips gently pushing towards the sky. Feet firmly on the ground. Take some time to feel the sensation of the stretch in the muscles and joints of your body, wherever they're presenting themselves, from the feet and the legs, up through the torso, the shoulders, into the arms, hands and fingers. And as you maintain this stretch for a time, see what's happening to your breath, allowing it to flow freely in and out. Remain open to any changes in sensations and feelings in the body with each in-breath and each out-breath as you continue to hold the stretch. If you notice sensations of increasing tension or discomfort, open to this as well, in a way that we use the attitude of non-striving, just awareness. And at a certain point when you're ready and slowly, very slowly, on an out-breath, allow the arms to come back down, lowering them slowly, feeling the changing sensations as they come down, perhaps the clothes moving on the surface of your skin. Follow the sensations with close attention until your arms come back to rest, hanging from the shoulders. And if your eyes have been open, you may wish to allow them to close gently at this point if it's comfortable. And just taking a further breath and noticing perhaps the after effects of doing this stretch. The next stretch is one we call picking fruit. So next, opening your eyes and mindfully stretch each arm and hand up in turn as if you're picking fruit from a tree that's just out of reach, with full awareness of the sensations throughout the body and of the breath as you look up beyond the fingers, allowing the opposite heel to the outstretched arm to come off the floor as you stretch. Feel the stretch right through the body from the outstretched fingers of the one hand to the toes of the opposite foot. When you let go of this stretch, allow the heel to come back to the floor, then lower the hand, following the fingers with your eyes if you choose, noticing any colours or shapes that your eyes drink in as they follow your hand down. And then moving the face to the centre and let your eyes close and tuning in once more to the after effects of that stretch, along with the sensations of the breath, before stretching up to pick fruit with the other hand and repeating this process. And then coming back to mountain posture, checking in with yourself, noticing, becoming aware, and taking a breath. Our next movement is sideways bending. So readjusting your posture back into the mountain posture, the upright, shoulders relaxed, arms down by your sides, aligning your body, slightly bending your knees, softening the knees. And this is sideways bending. So now slowly and mindfully putting your hands on your hips and allowing the body to bend over as a whole to the left, with the hips moving a little to the right, so the body forms a big curve. And this curve extends sideways from the feet, right through the hips and the torso, making a crescent shape. Imagine you were doing this between two large panes of glass, front and back, so keeping your body in a single plane rather than allowing it to bend forward or backwards, and then coming back to standing on an in-breath, and then on the out-breath, slowly bend over, forming a curve in the opposite direction. It's not important how much you bend sideways, but it does matter about the quality of attention that you bring to the movement. Just bending sideways. And then what after effects of this stretch are you aware of as you come back to centre, back to mountain posture? Closing your eyes, just checking in now with the after effects of the sideways bends. And taking a breath. And then realigning yourself once more in your upright mountain posture as we finish off with the shoulder rolls. So finally, playing with the shoulder rolls while letting your arms just dangle passively. First raising the shoulders upwards towards the ears as far as they will go, and then dropping them backwards, as if we were attempting to draw the shoulder blades together, and then letting them drop down completely and then rolling them round and squeezing the shoulders together in front of the body as far as they will go, as if you're trying to touch them together. And let the breath determine the speed of the rotation. So you are breathing in for half the movement and out for the other half, and continue rolling through these various positions as smoothly and as mindfully as you can. First in one direction, and then pause, and then back in the opposite direction. And then coming back to centre and just noticing the after effects of these movements, and just remain still for a while and tune into the sensations from your body. And then maybe moving into the next meditation, which would be a sitting meditation, which is on a separate recording.